He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the November 17th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we had a huge rally in the market yesterday. A big rally, especially on the heels of what happened in France on Friday. For the market to be up 200 yesterday was quite amazing, but I think it was more about the Fed and the market thinking that maybe now the Fed will not act in December. Today we're getting a quiet start to the market. The Dow's down 14 points right now. The Dow is at 17,468, a little bit lower than where it began the year. The S&P 500 is down a half a point, 2,052. That's about where it began the year. The NASDAQ is down a point. It's at 4,983. It is up just a little bit here this year, as earnings have leveled off in America. What will they do next year? We went through that yesterday. Crude oil, bouncing a little bit. Almost tested its recent low here recently. Crude oil is at $41.43. That's a real tough price there for a lot of the energy producers. Something's got to give somewhere. Gold continues to sink, believe it or not. Even with turmoil in the world, gold usually likes that, but gold does not like a strong dollar. That's the biggest factor right now. Gold is at $1,077 per ounce. Could it go below $1,000? Well, we'll see. The euro continues to sink. You know, you got to be a little bit concerned for the European economy right now. A lot of tourists go to Europe, and this may make them pause for a while. The euro at 1.067, and the 10-year yield right now is at 2.29%, quite a bit higher than where it was several months ago. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. As I said, we started off the week with quite a pop out of the gate. It gathered strength as the day went on. And either it was a showing of solidarity with France, or it was a showing of, hey, maybe the Fed will back off, Miss Yellen. I still think it's going to be hard for her to raise interest rates in December. Now you've got Europe possibly slipping into recession, and Japan already slipping into recession. We're not going to look very good over here in America raising interest rates, but we'll see what happens. And we got breaking news during the night, and it's no surprise that Russia confirms that it was a bomb that downed their plane. And now they're linking up. They're sending aircraft carriers to join up with France aircraft carriers. Where's our aircraft carriers, I'm wondering? I see three of them right across the street, right across the harbor from me here in San Diego. At least I see two of them. What are they doing here, is my question. And they're going to bomb the you-know-what out of Raqqa, Syria. Home Depot beats by 3 cents, beats on revenues. That's a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. It's been a long time holding. I have no intention of selling it anytime soon, although I'll wait and see what those earnings estimates look like now that we have another quarter in the bag. Right now, Home Depot is looking for 15% growth in earnings this year, and 15% growth in earnings next year. No earnings recession at Home Depot. Home Depot is up $3.15 right now. And this comes obviously on the wake of a horrible week for retail stocks last week. But you know what? Those stocks that reported poor earnings last week, they're laggards. They're not best stocks now. Macy's has been going down for almost 9 months now. JCPenney's has been going down for almost 9 years now. And other of those retailers that reported very poor earnings last week, they have not been very good retailers or very good stocks for quite some time. On the other hand, Home Depot has been. And they're showing that the retail space isn't bad for everybody. The best stocks now in the retail space continue to be best stocks now. But they're all vulnerable during earnings season. Don't forget, Home Depot did report better than expected earnings. Walmart, not a best stock now. Oh my gosh, look at the one-year chart on Walmart. That is horrible. That's ugly. That looks like a solar stock. Oh my gosh, that thing, you know, Walmart topped out at 90 last year. Now Walmart's 60. That's a widely held stock. In fact, the widely held stocks this year have done very poorly. If you take the 20 most widely held stocks, I think they're down like 15% or something like that this year as a group, the Walmarts and the IBMs of the world. It has not been a good year for the market. It's been a very, very narrow little slot that you had to be in this year. And if you weren't there, you have not had a very good year. Walmart does beat by 5 cents, however. Walmart's up $1.74 today. I know Warren Buffett got to be happy. He's the big owner of Walmart. The CPI comes in at 0.2% for the month. Well, if we extrapolate that out, doesn't that come out at about 2.4%? And what's the Fed's target there? 2%? This may lean them in the direction of a Fed rate hike sooner rather than later. TJ Maxx, another stock that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management, beats earnings today by a penny, and they beat on revenues. The stock is up $2.03. That's also been a pretty good performing retailer over the years. In fact, them, TJ Maxx, and Ross Stores, which are kind of outside of that mega big box mall where Santa sits this time of year, where people seem to not be going anymore, the Nordstrom's of the world, the Macy's of the world, the Aeropostales of the world. Instead, they kind of like that mall they can stop at on the way home, the TJ Maxx's and the Ross Stores. Those seem to be the popular places to shop these days. I continue to own TJ Maxx here, but we'll see. TJ's looking for 12% growth in earnings next year, and you know that my Best Stocks Now system is very much related to earnings driven, earnings growth driven. When earnings growth dries up at a company or when earnings growth dries up in the market, well, then you got to do something else, don't you? Dick's Sporting Goods, they miss by 2 cents. Dick's has never been a good Best Stocks Now. In fact, it's sinking to new lows. You know, that's a tough business, the sporting good business. How many of those sporting goods stores have we seen come and go over the years? For whatever reason, it's very low margin. It's very competitive. There's 603 Dick's Sporting Goods across America. That stock got as high as $60 last year, and it's currently at $34. So you can see the kind of tough year that a lot of big name stocks have had here in 2015. Dick's Sporting Goods from 60 clear down to 34. Now, I'll go in there once in a while. There's one not too far from me. I like to buy lead for my fishing, bottom fishing excursions. You know, they're expensive. Lead's expensive, and you got to get down to the bottom. This time of year, we fish about 250 feet deep for nice, tasty rock cod, and it takes some lead sinkers to get down there. And, that's about all I buy at Dick's Sporting Goods, to get the lead out there. We've got JSO, that's JA Solar, beating by 36 cents. There's another horrible area of the market. JSO was once a $135 stock, and now it's a $8 stock. Investing in solar stocks has been a very poor investment over the years. I'm for renewable energy as much as the next guy, but I'm also for investing in Best Stocks Now. What else do we have? Kulicki and Soffa. I've always thought that sounded like a lawyer firm out of Miami or something. Kulicki and Soffa instead makes semiconductor packaging, things like this. Misses by 4 cents. That stock hitting the skids here today. Urban Outfitters is buying a pizza chain. Go figure. My daughter-in-law worked for Urban Outfitters Anthropology for a while. And, you know, I always watched the stock, and I always thought, you know what? I just don't like this retail stock. It's hitting new lows. Urban Outfitters was $47 a share in March. Now it's $19. Now they're going to try pizza. All right. Bank of America ranks last in customer satisfaction. That's not, you don't want to be on the losing end of that poll, do you? That survey. I wish I could have voted. I would have put Wells Fargo. Definitely. I do not like Wells Fargo, and I do not get along at all. I do own the stock, however. It is a best stock now. Bank of America is not the best stock now. Anyways, we went over the big picture of the market yesterday. We determined that the 6.5-year bull market, although being mightily tested here over the last several months, is looking pretty good again. We're looking for 9% growth in earnings next year. Pretty optimistic about 2016 right now, especially after this better-than-expected earnings season. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the way to prosper in times of turmoil? Or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's nice to know that Bill is at the helm, steering around financial storms and maybe even profiting during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will look at your current positions and rechart a course that just may keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner who doesn't even know your name. There is almost always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give him a call at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
flavor of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we saw what happened to the retail sector last week. The consumer sector got whacked last week, and it was mostly stocks that I would call of yesteryear. We talked about the mall and the mall, how the anchor tenants there, the usual anchor tenants, and if people are still shopping at the mall anymore. Are they sitting at home in their bunny slippers ordering things online from Amazon? Well, if you look at the stock of Macy's and put it side by side with the stock of Amazon, I think the answer is quite clear. We own Amazon. We don't own Macy's. And you just have to wonder about the future of the mall. It almost seems like it has to be reinvented a little bit. Maybe some theaters. I don't know. Something needs to happen. Because I don't think as many people are driving to the mall. Oh, I'm sure they've still got their loyal following. But the stocks themselves show that JCPenney's is in trouble. Sears is in trouble. Been in trouble for a long time. Nordstrom's now joins the list. Nordstrom's, which has been a powerhouse stock over the years, headquartered up in Seattle. We saw a major spill in Nordstrom's last week in their stock. And we've seen a major spill in Macy's here recently, and Aeropostale, and a lot of the teen retailers. Instead, there seems to be other stocks out there that are benefiting right now from this move away from the mall. And kind of the next step after the mall came the big regional shopping centers. There's more of them. They're usually closer to home. They're easier to get to. Easier to find a parking place sometimes. Usually there's some nice eating joints around and it's all open air. That seems to be one of the trends. And the other trend seems to be price. Price. We want deals. And TJ Maxx has kind of filled that void, I think, over the years. TJ Maxx is not a stock that's been cut in half over the last 12 months, like a lot of the big retailers here in America. Even Walmart. Walmart's down 35% this year. And yet TJ Maxx is at or near all-time highs right now. And even TJ Maxx is starting to become a little bit outdated. I don't know how robust their online ordering system is. But the stock seems to continue to do fairly well. They operate 3,395 off-price apparel. And don't forget those home goods stores where a lot of people shop for goods for the home, etc. TJ Maxx is now a $45 billion company. By contrast, Macy's is just a $13 billion company. Does that put things in perspective? Macy's, which, you know, the venerable old department store. I've been to the big Macy's back in New York City. And, of course, you watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on TV. It's only a $12 billion company these days. While TJ Maxx, I don't remember seeing the TJ Maxx Parade. I don't know if they have a college bowl game. It seems like everybody has a college bowl game these days. TJ Maxx is almost four times the size of Macy's right now. And they plan to open 181 more stores here in 2016. Well, over the last 10 years, while Macy's has been struggling, TJ Maxx has delivered to their investors an average of 21% per year in the way of total returns. They do pay a small dividend of 1.2%. Over the last 5 years, and let's not forget, during that same 10-year period of time that Macy's is delivering 21% per year, the market's delivering 5% per year. That's significant alpha that Macy's has delivered to its investors. Over the last 5 years, Macy's has more than doubled the returns of the market. Over the last 5 years, it's averaged 25% per year, while the market's averaged 12%. And over the last 6 months, or after the last 12 months, Macy's is up a mere 6.6%. The market is flat, but that looks pretty good against a lot of the other retailers. If we take a look at Macy's, for instance, over the last 12 months, while TJ Maxx was up 6.7%. Macy's is down 36%. You know, retail follows trends. Consumers establish trends. When one store is real popular, it's usually at the expense of another one. And when one concept really takes hold, it's usually at the expense of the old concept. And before long, the new concept becomes the old concept. We've also seen that happen. I can remember when Urban Outfitters was the fresh new concept. Not anymore. Now it just seems to be Amazon.com for everything. You know, it's crazy, the world that we live in. But Macy's obviously has been struggling while TJ Maxx has been flourishing. Now, we take a look ahead to the future. Can TJ Maxx continue to grow their earnings, which they've done at a nice clip of about 16% per year over the last 5 years? Well, going forward, they're not expected to grow as fast as they have in the past. They're expected to slow down to about 11% per year. But that's still pretty good for a large cap stock, which is another criteria here to take into account. This is not a small aggressive growth stock anymore. This would not fit in a premier or a ultra or an aggressive growth category. This is more of a conservative growth stock, bigger than Macy's, large cap, investors who don't want as much volatility, investors who want big names, establish themselves, conservative growth. That's where we own it, in our conservative growth portfolio. And as I take a look at Macy's earnings estimates next year of 371, which represents 12% growth over this year, and I grow those earnings by 11, 12% per year over the next 5 years, if they can do it, and I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a retailer like Macy's growing at this rate, I come up with a $116 target price. And the stock is currently trading at 67. So when I look at the performance of the stock and the valuation of the stock, TJ Maxx, well, it met my criteria when I bought it. Would I buy it today? I'd be a little hesitant to buy it today. Oh, no, I'm probably not. It looks pretty good here. But it still meets my criteria as a best stock now. TJX, again, it operates 3,395 off-price apparel and home goods stores. It is a stock that we own at Gunderson Capital Management in the conservative growth accounts. This is not a new concept that's taking America by storm, but it seems to be a proven concept that continues to deliver. Just look at what happened again today as they beat earnings. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him
Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we've talked so far about a few companies that have reported earnings today. Home Depot beating earnings by 3 cents, beating on revenues. Boy, that's just totally at the polar opposite of what most of the retailers did last week, but those were bad ones that reported last week. TJ Maxx beat earnings by 1 cent. Stock, both those stocks up a little bit here today. Walmart beats by 5 cents, but it's not been a good stock. It's been a horrible stock to own. Walmart has gotten clobbered this year. CPI comes in at 0.2%. Urban Outfitters is buying a pizza chain. Go figure on that one. Dick's Sporting Goods misses by 2 cents. And what else? Bank of America ranks last in customer satisfaction. I'm glad I don't bank there, you know. Well, we talked about TJ Maxx still being a best stock now. How about Home Depot? Home Depot's another one that is not exactly a small new concept that's sweeping America anymore. Can you imagine if you would have bought Home Depot in the early days? Let me just take a look at a monthly chart. Well, it was $1 a share at one point in time. It goes back to 1991 is about when Home Depot came public. Now it's $125 per share. Someone had a pretty good idea, you know. I can still remember going to the local hardware store and ordering parts because they didn't have the part I needed. But it was a mom and pop store, and it was kind of neat with all the little bins, you know, and everything. And now you go into these giant, mega big box warehouse stores. I can't even find my way out of the store. Sometimes you need the GPS just to get out of the store back to find your car. Home Depot operates 2,263 Home Depot stores, offering building materials and home improvement and lawn and garden products. I mean, you can be down in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, a vacation mecca, and drive by a Home Depot store. The parking lot's always full. The one that we used to use up in the North County of San Diego, if you didn't get there early, man, you couldn't get a parking spot. They were directing traffic in and out of that place. People hauling out all kinds of stuff from the Home Depot store. And you say, well, Bill, you know, isn't it kind of an old idea? Yeah, but you know what? It continues to work. They're hitting a new all-time high today, and it continues to be a best stock now. And here is why. Now, Home Depot is not going to be an aggressive growth account. It's going to fit, again, like TJ Maxx, into the larger cap conservative. I run a conservative growth fund whose objective is capital appreciation. And you might get a few dividends along the way. Home Depot does have a 1.9% dividend yield. I think I own Home Depot in my growth and income account also. The objective there is just a little bit different. A lot of people want to supplement their growth with some income that they can scoop off. I continue to like dividend paying stocks like Home Depot versus bonds and debt instruments. Most income mutual funds or growth and income mutual funds will contain a pretty heavy exposure to the bond market. My growth and income fund does not have any exposure to the bond market. I don't feel good about the bond market going forward. I don't like the prospect of interest rates going higher going forward. So instead, I own stocks right now in my growth and income fund, which could own bonds if I wanted to. But instead, I choose a different asset class right now for growth and income. I believe stocks are still the best place, U.S. stocks, for potential growth over the next several years. And I believe that U.S. stocks are also the best place to get a little bit of income along the way. Home Depot pays a 1.9% dividend yield. Well, the U.S. Treasury pays, what, 2.3 right now? But what's your chance of capital appreciation going forward? And I'm sure you could buy a Home Depot bond that gives a better yield than 1.9%, but what's the chance of that bond going up in value over the next several years? I don't think there's much chance at all. On the other hand, the stock, which pays a dividend yield of 1.9%, has the potential, based on the numbers that are out there, to continue to move higher. Of course, Home Depot is headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia, where we're heard every day down there, one of our 13 stations that we're heard across America. Home Depot, over the last 10 years, has just cranked out steady returns to folks. 14% per year, the market's delivered 5% per year. And over the last 5 years, it's gotten even better. You know what? I think after the big housing scare in 2008, 2007, I think a lot of people have been fixing up their own homes. We like to watch these, the Home Channel. My wife loves to watch the Home Channel. Always, I know it's going to cost me somewhere down the road. Getting ideas for this and ideas for that. Let's take out a wall here. Let's move a wall here. Hey, as long as I still got some place to stay in the house, I'm okay. Just got to be careful about that wall right there. Don't move that one. The whole house will come falling down if we do that. But over the last 5 years, Home Depot's averaged 34% per year. To investors, the market's delivered 11.8. You see, it's an idea that continues to work. And over the last 3 years, Home Depot's delivered 27% per year. The market's delivered 14. It's doubled the returns of the market. And over the last 12 months, while the retail stocks, most of the retail stocks have gone into the tank, Home Depot's up 25% while the market is flat. That's right. Sitting here today, 12 months ago, the market was exactly where it is today. It's been a tough year. And a lot of the big names like the Walmarts of the world and the IBMs of the world are down anywhere from 25 to 30%. So you can't always look at the index and say, well, that's what most people have done. People that were in emerging markets have done a lot worse. People in aggressive growth have done a lot worse. People in some of these big name, widely held stocks have done a lot worse. The indexes don't always tell what's underneath the surface of the market. But Home Depot, when you hold it up against all the other stocks out there, biotechs, semiconductors, internet, social media, wearables, all these hot concepts right now, Home Depot gets a performance grade of A-. That's pretty good. And you know, like I say, it's not exactly a new idea, is it? But they continue to think of new ways to squeeze more money and have you redo your home. What I think they do is every 3 or 4 years, they, you know, the style changes. In fact, I was talking to a designer the other day. She says, granite's not in anymore. Oh, no, nobody uses granite anymore. I can remember when everyone was using granite. And, of course, carpet's not in anymore. You got to have wood floors. And you know 4 years from now, they're going to go back to carpet. I would much rather walk on carpet myself than wood floors, but that's the look nowadays. No more popcorn ceilings either. That's out. That's been out for a long time. So anyways, as these trends change, that's good, right, for places like Home Depot and Lowe's, because they get rid of all the old inventory, sell it off, and get all the new stuff that people got to have. Stainless steel is now the thing. You know, you got to have stainless steel appliances in your kitchen, or you're not hip. Well, it's got a great past performance, but what about the future? That's where we look to valuation. I like to combine performance with valuation. If I was just a value guy, I'd be buying Walmart, JCPenney, Nordstrom's, Urban Outfitters, companies that have been beaten down, but they've been beaten down for a good reason. They're not growing anymore. I like to see companies that are still performing well, like Home Depot, and I like to make sure that the valuation still makes sense. Can I make a case for this stock going higher over the next 5 years? I do 5-year valuations, not 6-month valuations. Well, Home Depot is expected to make next year in earnings $6.12, and that's 15% growth over this year. This is what we want in large cap stocks. If we grow those earnings out at a rate of about 14-15% per year over the next 5 years, we come up with a $195 target price. Stock's at $125. It continues to perform well. I continue to own it. It's in my growth and income account because it does pay a dividend yield, and it's also in my conservative growth large cap account for those of you who like a little bit less volatility in your portfolio. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the way to prosper in times of turmoil? Or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's nice to know that Bill is at the helm, steering around financial storms and maybe even profiting during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words, stay the course or asset allocation from your financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will look at your current positions and rechart a course that just may keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner who doesn't even know your name. There is almost always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give him a call at 855-611-BEST.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I mentioned many times that during my 20 years in the business, I've talked to a lot of people, probably a lot more than the average investment advisor in this industry. Many people, hundreds, thousands, probably. I don't know. I'm sure it's well over a thousand, more than that even. And I have, you know, analyzed and seen and witnessed different personalities and different risk tolerances and different objectives. I've seen people that were riverboat gamblers to people whose teeth chatter when I mention the word stock. I mean, really, their teeth start to chatter and their eyeballs bug out and they start to sweat profusely if you just mention the word stock. And I've seen successful investors, and I've seen ones that just continue to make the same mistakes. What are the same mistakes? Well, let's go to the successful investors first, who are the minority over time. But what I've seen running through most of them is time in the market. Bill, they say the market's been good to me over the years. I've believed in America, you know, that when I got in the market, the Dow was at 3,000, now it's at almost 18,000. So obviously there's been some opportunity. I talked to somebody the other day who's been in since 1995 and hasn't made a dime. His portfolio is exactly the same as it was in 1995. Now he had time in the market, so there's obviously something else to that time in the market. I think not changing your strategy every year or two, that's one of the mistakes I see. Not giving the companies, the stocks, time. You know, my conservative portfolio has now been around since 2010. I started it in 2010 and have been had that one ever since. I'm starting two new ones this year. I'm going to consolidate my offerings here at Gunderson Capital. We'll have four offerings. We'll have the conservative growth portfolio, which has done pretty good since 2010. You can take a look yourself. I don't own the Walmarts of the world or the IBMs of the world. You're going to find the Amazons, the Googles, and the Home Depots. And when they're no longer best stocks now, they'll be changed. But the conservative growth portfolio is for those who don't like a lot of volatility in the market. They're later stages of their investing life, can't afford to take a lot of risk. Then I'm going to go one step below that into more of the premier growth stocks of today, which could come from anywhere, the outside of the U.S., large caps, mid caps, small caps, wherever. Be just a little bit more on the risk level, but not going to be a big high risk deal. And then there's those folks that also need a little bit of income. So I have a growth in income. And the last one I have is for a lot of people have little tag-along accounts. They say, well, here's my main account, but can you manage my Roth too? And maybe the Roth has like $17,000 in it or something like that. Well, I have a new offering that's going to be Best Funds Now. It's going to combine the mutual fund with the ETF to be called Best Funds Now. So just be those four offerings. Very clean, very simple. That's the menu. This is what we do. And, of course, I also have my app, which a lot of people have. I don't know. I don't know how many people have downloaded the app. It's been as high as number two on a daily basis in the Apple iPhone store or the iTunes store. And it's also been as high as number five or six in the Google Play store. And there's a lot of people that use the PC version of the app. That's offering number five. And offering number six is the newsletter that I write every week. That's the one I put a lot of time into. And that's going to have those four portfolios in it. And it's going to have the top 300 every week. Continue to do that. These are the highest ranked stocks. It ought to be a pretty good aid to you to help keep you in the right areas of the market. And it also has the big picture look. Every week I take a look at the big picture of the market. And it's based on earnings. It's based on interest rates. It's based on the American economy and the global economy. And I try to make it really, really simple. So really, we're kind of a one-stop shop here. We have those different portfolios. In addition to that, we have a very good financial planner here at Gunderson Capital Management. He uses the latest techniques, latest software, and it doesn't spit out your traditional asset allocation of 60-40 bonds and stocks. It goes in the direction of the asset classes that I like at any given point in time. Therefore, our current asset allocation, as I mentioned yesterday, is about 75% U.S. stocks and 25% cash. You say, Bill, asset allocation should include bonds. I don't like bonds right now. Why should it? Bill, an asset allocation should include foreign stocks right now. I had someone I talked to yesterday. They just made a big purchase in foreign stocks. I said, why? Well, because we feel like we need some diversification. Well, diversification, just to be diversified, makes a little sense to me. I would rather focus in the asset classes that I like now. I don't have any international or foreign right now, and I don't have any bond market. Well, Bill, don't you need a hedge against inflation like gold? There is no inflation right now, and the dollar is strong and gold is sinking. There will come a time for gold, but not right now. So our asset allocation is tweaked towards the asset classes that we like. So if you'd like to talk to us, if one of those funds, one of those portfolios, I should say, they're not mutual funds, they're portfolios that we run. If one of those portfolios interests you, and if you look at the portfolios that you're currently in, and you don't see a lot of these names that I talk about on a daily basis, and you'd like to get more information from us, especially on the two new ones that we're starting up next year, that ought to be exciting to see where those things are 10 years down the road. It really ought to be. I have some lofty goals. I make no guarantees. I can't. I don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to do our best every single day to find the best stocks to fill those four offerings on a daily basis. And if you'd like to just look at the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com, or you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.